Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Avenger for Life, Matthew Avery. Now, before we get this podcast going, I'd like to announce that I have now got a partner with my podcast. And this partner has his own podcast himself. I'd like to introduce my new partner is the Character Smash and Slash, where they make every Disney ride a Disney movie, one land at a time. Now he contacted me and he had an offer I couldn't refuse, and he told me he needed some for his podcast, so I pitched in and I helped him. And now let's get officially started. In today's podcast, we are going to answer the basic question: do we want the Great Movie Ride back? Honestly, I actually do want the Great Movie Ride back, because I only unfortunately got to go on it once, and it was the last ride I ever went on at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and the last ride I ever went on before I left my first Disney trip in the past. And I actually asked my most recent partner, Character Smash and Slash, if he would want the Great Movie Ride back. And here was his response.
Of course I would love to have the Great Movie Ride back. It's got animatronics, it's got live spieling, it's massive, it was one of a kind and just incredible, and I miss it all the time. Fun fact, I used to work with Stockton, who used to work on the Great Movie Ride. You may remember him as the guy that was in the souvenir videos from the early 90s. He was our manager, and we made fun of him all the time for wearing a stupid cowboy hat on the DVD.
Once again, a thank you to Character Smash and Slash for taking the time to answer my question of them or him wanting the Great Movie Ride back. And he gave very good reasons to his answer. The Great Movie Ride, it was massive, one of a kind, animatronics, and speedlings. And he was right. The Great Movie Ride is one of a kind. And this is a fact. I'm pretty sure that the Great Movie Ride was the last ride from the original days from MGM Studios before they changed MGM to Hollywood Studios. Once again, Character Smash and Slash, thank you for that answer. And folks, if you would like to take time, go check out Character Smash and Slash's podcast, because they will blow you away. And yeah, like I said, I only went on the Great Movie Ride once, and because unfortunately it was my only time. As they announced at an expo that, oh, we're gonna replace the Great Movie Ride with Mickey's Runaway Railway. And I was like, oh man, I wish I was at Hollywood Studios right now to at least get to ride it one more time. And yeah, like I said, it's the Character Smash and Slash gave a very valid point. It's one of a kind, massive, speedlings, animatronics. And it really, for me, it really brought me back in time to when movies were classics. And I can picture some of the movies now. There was a gangster movie, Singing in the Rain, Tarzan, Indiana Jones, Fantasia, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And Honestly, that's what I'm going to miss most of that. Like, the movies, literally, us literally going through real life movies. And there was also a Tower of Girls on a big cone pyramid-like podium. And apparently, from what I heard, that used to sprinkle water out, but that feature has been used because of flooding. Like, all the area would get a little flooded and all that, which is understandable. But would I have done anything just to see that? And, but basically, the Great Movie Ride will forever be one of a kind, and basically there's nothing in this world that will replace the Great Movie Ride. The Great Movie Ride will always be alive, even though it's gone. The Great Movie Ride will always be immortal for taking us through history in real life. Oh yeah, there was also Alien, and we actually got a little surprise appearance from the alien itself. And we actually saw the animatronic where the girl who was in Ghostbusters, like, keep an eye out for the alien. And, like, wow, these animatronics are so realistic. That's actually one of the main reasons I love the ride, because the animatronics looked like they were alive. And there's also a Western classic during that. I can't remember the name of it on the top of my head. And I'm actually, to this day, I think of it, the Great Movie Ride, as it gave me many memories. Even before I got on the ride itself, there was like movie props during which was set up before you got on the ride. You could actually take a look at some movie history. Like, for example, there was the gloves and hat and goggles that was used by Judge Doom and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, who was played by another than Christopher Lloyd. And they also had the ruby red slippers that were used in The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Like, oh my god, they have everything. Now I wish I took pictures of them, because I won't be able to see them ever again. Who knows where those props are gonna go now. Great Movie Ride no matter how much the Mickey's Runaway Railway will get when it opens. To me, the Chinese Theater will always be home of the Great Movie Ride. Nothing else said, and I would love to go back in time to when I went to Disney, and I would go try and persuade my other self to go on a Great Movie Ride more than once, because I'll also deliver the news to them, that hey, you won't get another chance if you go on at the last minute. If you go on the last, like, at night, you won't be able to get another chance, because they'll go announce at an expo that they're going to close the ride for a new Mickey-themed ride called Mickey's Runaway Railway. And, like I said, would I do anything just to get one more ride on it? And would I do anything just to have a piece of it to remember it for as long as I can remember it? And actually, one, it was sponsored by Turner Classic Movies. And last year, we unfortunately lost the founder of Turner Classic Movies. And he was actually part of the final video of The Ride, where they showed like a bunch of great movie, short movie clips from Tangled to Frozen, Charlie Chaplin, to anything, Wizard of Oz, to anything. Like, wow. And then the founder of Turner Classic Movies delivered us a message as we bid farewell. Like I said, I wish I had one more chance to go on that on the great movie ride. I wish I could have ran, got a flight, go to Florida, go to Hollywood Studios, go on the great movie ride. And I actually got a video of the last ever ride they gave, and I haven't watched it yet, because I'll be heartbroken, because I never got a chance to be part of that, and I just hope that someday they will, people will look back when they pass that Chinese theater saying, that was the home of the great, that place, like it was a replica of the Chinese theater. I hope people in the future look at the Chinese theater, the replica Chinese theater, and say, that will always be home of the great movie ride. And that was actually an art piece I made. I made a Chinese theater with the Disney's Hollywood Studios word logo in art class one day. I made it, I outlined it in like a gold spray paint, sprayed it in a cup, and I hand painted it, the outlining. And I had help from my art teacher into making it look as real as possible. And he did just that. He helped me. He helped me recreate my memory that will never leave my mind. And, basically, if I would wish on a shooting star, I'll wish on that star, please bring back the great movie ride. Okay, that is all the time I have today for my podcast. And remember, if you like this podcast, make sure you go check out my other podcasts. And go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery YouTube channel. Go check out my Twitter account, at Matt Avery Disney. Check out, all caps. Check out my Instagram account, Matt Avery Arendelle, all in lowercase. And make sure you go check out the Character Smash and Slash podcast. They will blow you away. And I'm glad that they gave me this deal to help me and I help them. Character Smash and Slash, thank you. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I am the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. And I'll see you in the next podcast, my friend. Before I officially call off, he said, life's feeling. My apologies.